You know, we preach this all the time as leaders, as agencies. If you see something, say something. This is a true testament to that resolve. That's exactly what this neighbor did. I told her, had you not called, we would have had a very different outcome. We likely would have been responding to a house fire, to possibly homicide. Who knows if he would have been able to get away before our officers arrived on scene. I will commend her when the time is appropriate in private. The second thing I do want to highlight is the mental health challenges that our communities face across this country. This is not just a local city problem. This is a societal issue. Many of you already know many of these cases that happen. This case in particular, 6 months, right? It took 6 months because he was arrested that night. However, we cannot formally charge him because of his state of mind. And so he has been confined at various facilities until we could get him into custody. And that's why we could not share more details until this week. We needed to wait until he was cleared for prosecution. Regardless, though, of mental health issues, we know, we see this time and time again across the country, these are dangerous situations. These present enormous hazards to our communities. These are some of the most dangerous situations and calls that our police officers can face. We see it all the time. They deal with these types of suspects. Sometimes they do exhibit signs of abnormal behavior. It is not normal to have these firearms, to have explosives, to have a plan, as evidenced by this case. This does not negate, however, regardless of mental health, regardless of intent, our duty in preventing violence and protecting others. There have been many cases across this country, mass shootings, explosive detonations that deal with mental health issues, unstable, unhinged people, people that have pre-planned on how they're going to take out things and do harm to others. I want to be thankful that this neighbor again called, that our officers arrived quickly. They assessed the scene. Our sergeant developed a plan. They executed that mission. And ultimately, they saved lives that day while also protecting not only themselves, but the neighbors and the people that live on that street. I also further believe that we prevented again something worse across North Texas. This suspect had body armor. This suspect had multiple guns, rifles, ammunition, 3 confirmed explosive devices, lots of commercial fireworks in his vehicle. And most concerning to us, he demonstrated his intent. This plan, this researching may have started in Oklahoma, but in his mind, he drove all the way here to carry out his plan. He made that decision to carry out whatever he was going to do to address his perceived grievances against his family and against local places of worship. That is more than just making rhetoric. That is more than just getting on social media and saying things. This demonstrates how serious this case was. He again built explosives, acquired the firearms, and he started to put that plan into motion.